From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says Boko Haram fighters are being trained at camps run by Islamic State militants in the Middle East. The president sat down for an interview with VOA reporter Chris Stein in Abuja Wednesday, 4 days after Boko Haram's leader publicly pledged allegiance to ISIS. Mr. Jonathan said, "We know there are links between the two groups," adding that some of the Boko Haram members go to have their training in the ISIS camps and come back. Asked about the locations of the camps, the Nigerian president said the Middle East, but refused to mention specific countries. You can follow more details on this story at voanews.com. Key members of U.S. President Barack Obama's national security team testified Wednesday as a Senate committee holds a hearing on his request to use force against Islamic State militants. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee heard from Secretary of State John Kerry.
But I can say from a diplomatic perspective that the world is strongly united in seeking Daesh's defeat. Our coalition is receiving help from governments throughout and beyond the Middle East, governments that may disagree on other issues, but not about the need to take decisive action against Daesh.
You can read more on Secretary comments at voanews.com. Meanwhile, Iraqi forces have entered Tikrit following a 10-day offensive on the city's perimeter to drive out Islamic State militants. The coalition of military and Shiite militia forces gained ground Wednesday in the city's northern district in an operation to flank ISIS fighters who seized Tikrit in June. Located between Baghdad and Mosul to the north, Tikrit is one of the largest cities overrun by the militants. VOA News. U.S. military officials say rescuers have found human remains in the search for an Army helicopter that crashed off the Florida coast with 11 soldiers on board. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida said debris from the wrecked Black Hawk was discovered early Wednesday after the helicopter failed to return to the base Tuesday night. The missing include 7 Marines from Camp Lejeune. Authorities say a dense fog advisory was in place for the region. A member of the Kremlin's Human Rights Council says there are reasons to believe that the prime suspect in the killing of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov confessed under torture. Andrei Babushkin told reporters Wednesday that he had seen numerous wounds on the body of Zayar Dadayev during a visit to the suspect's prison cell on Tuesday. A coalition of 24 human rights and civil society groups say Mauritanian authorities should pardon a young blogger who was sentenced to death for apostasy in December. The blogger was convicted over an op-ed he wrote criticizing the use of Islam to prop up the country's caste system. VOA's Ann Look reports.
Mohamed Mokhtir is the first person in Mauritania to have been sentenced to death for apostasy. During his trial, the judge told the 29-year-old blogger that his crime was, quote, speaking lightly of the Prophet Muhammad in an online article. Mokhtir told the court that was not his intention and repented. The law against apostasy provides for leniency if the accused repents. The blogger is filing an appeal. The Supreme Court could pardon him. Amnesty International is among the 24 local and international organizations calling for Mokhtar's immediate and unconditional release. Apostasy means to renounce your faith. Amnesty says criminalizing it violates international law. Ann Look, VOA News, Dakar.
A special court in India Wednesday summoned former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to face corruption charges related to the sale of coal fields under his government. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Singh says he hopes that the court will find that he did nothing wrong. Judges ordered Mr. Singh and 5 others in that case to appear on April 8th. Myanmar state media are blaming protesters for the violence that erupted Tuesday when police cleared a group of student activists who were demanding the government scrap an education reform law. The officers turned on the students in the central town of Lepadan after they tried to push through a police barricade. Photos and video showed police chasing down the protesters, kicking and beating them with batons before throwing them into wagons. Pakistani paramilitary troops raided the headquarters of a major political party Wednesday in Karachi. Officials said they arrested wanted suspects and seized weapons. The raid targeted the offices of the Muttada Kwami movement. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.